Hi, Silja.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. You and your group, you did research about participation, perception, and well-being regarding urban planning projects at waterfronts, right?
Yes, that's what we did.
Sounds very interesting. When looking at our ideal city visual, which concept of the ideal city was the most important for your group?
Well, the most important one was definitely the one regarding the ethical city, and especially the aspect about solution inclusion, which means like participants and also the newspaper articles that we analyzed, they all said there's really need for more public participation in the whole planning process. They were wishing for more transparency and also a clearer dialogue. What is actually happening? What is the city planning? How is this whole project gonna look like? And they wanted to be part of the project. And this is, it's really the most important aspect that we found in our research regarding the smart city. And yeah, I think I can understand that very well. And also about the access to the river, like that the access to the river should be equal and that everybody should have the chance to access it equally. Yes, and that was the most important thing, the ethical city, but we also found a little bit about a sustainable future smart city or not smart city, but well, in the end, it's all kind of smart if you also think about a sustainable city or an ethical city or resilient city. So regarding the sustainable city, we found a quote in our during our analysis that people are wishing for a more green and sustainable city, and also that the sustainable city should be an ecosystem for startups. So that the urban planning projects should also be sensitive to the environment, sensitive to the community, and also to small businesses, and also at every level sustainable. People also said that it's really important to tackle the most problematic threats as first, like the severe flooding problems in Bangkok, for example, but also in Kuala Lumpur, and also the water pollution and the ecology. And some people said that a better quality of life should be maintained for the people living along the river. And then we found another aspect about the resilient city, and especially about the conditions, how to live in the resilient city. Someone said this is really important to look into the problems of the river, so that you maybe I can just read out the quote regarding that. So this person said, I think if we kind of make sure that the water will become part of our life and maintain our assets, I think we need to look into the core of the problems. So really to be a resilient city. And that's pretty much about our findings after our analysis. So do we have any other questions?
Thank you, Silja. No, you explained everything very well. I think we all have a picture now what you did in your group, and we can also connect this to our ideal city visual. So I'm very happy that you joined us today, and thank you so much. And in the next section, Iris will talk about the research that she did in the flooding group.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, bye, Silja. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.